Friends, good morning and welcome to Preston Hollow Presbyterian Church on this beautiful Christmas Music Sunday. What a stunning start to the service. We are glad you're here. If you are a first-time visitor, we're glad you're here. If you are a repeat visitor, we're glad you're here. If you are joining us by means of the internet or the radio, we are glad you're here. It is better when we are together, so welcome. I would like to ask that all of you sign the friendship pad and pass it down the pew so that you might recognize the name of those next to you and greet them by name. That's a practice of hospitality, so I'd like to ask you to do that. I also want to encourage you to take note of the Connect and Prayer cards in your pews. That's a resource and a tool for you that we encourage you to use. The pastors take those prayer requests seriously. Friends, we have lots happening this time of year, lots to be joyful about, so I hope you will look through the back of the bulletin and make sure that you're paying attention to all that's happening in the life of this church. I do want to draw your attention to a few things, though. In case you do not get enough Christmas music this morning, we encourage you to come back tomorrow night for what is going to be an incredible concert of all of our Christmas favorites. It's going to be a beautiful event, so check out the handout in your bulletin. That's going to be at 7. That's a free event, and it is going to be joyful. So please join us for that. It's also hard to believe that just a little over a week from today, we will be gathering for Christmas Eve. So we hope that you will make arrangements to join us at either 4, 6, 8, or 10 p.m. Come at an even hour. We will be here. We would love to see you. So please join us. If you are like me and have not finished your holiday shopping, I have some good news for you. We have a couple shopping opportunities in the atrium after worship today. We have the Malawi Mission Team has some beautiful handmade goods that they are offering up. And we also have a Gaia pop-up store. Gaia is a local business here that is sells artisan goods made by refugee women here in the Dallas area. And they have goods available in the atrium. So I encourage you to linger, feel generous, do some holiday shopping. Tis the season. Friends, this is the day that the Lord has made, and it is a beautiful day, and we are glad that you are here. So let us worship good and holy God.
In this season, we sing together, joy to the world.
Joy to the world, the whole world.
The world God has in God's hands. The world that seems to be shrinking and spinning faster every day.
The world of seas and mountains, rivers and streams. The world of honeysuckle and evergreen, morning snow and firesides.
Joy to the world.
Joy to this world, to every person and every dream. Joy to you. Joy to you. And joy to me.
Joy to the world, for love is real and God is here.
We light the candle of joy this morning, remembering God is the creature of our joy.
Family of God, we refer to the gospel as good news because it is just that, good news. We worship a God who does not keep score or hold grudges. Instead, we worship a God of grace and second chances. So let us confess our sins and shortcoming today, trusting that God meets us with love and grace. Let us pray. God of the angels, remind us to be not afraid, for we are joyful, yet we do not raise our voices in song. We see the good that you do, yet we do not testify to the world. We feel the warmth of your love, yet we do not trust that this warmth will carry us through the cold. We hear your call to enact justice, yet we sit idly by. You say that your good news is for all, yet we struggle to believe that all means all. Forgive us, remind us to be not afraid, and send us out to be your joyful, faithful people. Amen. Friends, the promise of the gospel is the type of joyful news worthy of angel choruses, brass bands, and string quartets. It is the type of news worthy of deep laughter and unfiltered smiles. So hear and believe the good news of the gospel. We are saved by grace through faith. In Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Thanks be to God. Amen.
Please be seated.
As we prepare to hear scripture read aloud, please join me in prayer. Let us pray. God, there are so many ways that you speak to us. You speak to us in memories and in dreams, in laughter and in longing, in angels and in visions, in word and in song. There are so many ways that you speak to us, and still, it is so easy for us to miss it. So this morning, we pray that you would open our ears while you open our hearts. Allow us to hear your word anew. Gratefully we pray. Amen.
It's so good for us to be together on this third Sunday of Advent. This third Sunday of Advent that we have been exploring together, the Holy Night encounters that led each of the characters central in the Christmas story to the manger. None of those characters got to the manger without God stepping into their life through an angel, through a messenger, inviting them to a journey, a path that they could have never arrived at on their own. So it's good and right on this Christmas Music Sunday for us to explore the role of the angels in the midst of every character. And we're going to do that through a passage in the Gospel of Luke. It's a passage that we read last week, but last week we focused on the shepherds. This week we're going to focus on the angels and specifically what they have to say, not only to the shepherds, but to all of us and to every character that arrives at the manger. So my dear friends, listen now for the word of the Lord to all of us this day. Listen, because this word could just change your life. This word could change your very path. In that region, there were shepherds living in the fields, keeping watch over their flock by night. Then an angel of the Lord stood before them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were terrified. But the angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for see, I am bringing you good news of great joy for all the people. To you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, who is the Messiah, the Lord. This will be a sign for you. You will find a child wrapped in bands of cloth and lying in a manger." And suddenly, there was with the angel a multitude of the heavenly host praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and on earth peace among those whom God favors." When the angels had left them and gone into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us go now to Bethlehem and see this thing that has taken place, which the Lord has made known to us." So they went with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the child lying in the manger. Friends, this is the word of our Lord. Thanks be to God. Let us pray. Remind us, O God, that you hover here, that you hover in this very sanctuary. Just as you hovered over the waters of creation, just as you hovered over that field so many years ago. Remind us, O God, that you break into our life through words and song and holy encounter. So breathe new life into these ancient words that they may be your words to us here and now. And breathe new life, O God, into the words of my mouth, into the meditations of all of our hearts, that all would be acceptable and pleasing to you, O God, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. I wonder how many times this has happened to you. You've just deplaned, you've gotten off the airplane after a very long flight, you've made your way to baggage claim, you've gotten your bag, you've made your way all the way to the rental car counter, and you're exhausted. You get the bag into the rental car, you put the key into the ignition, and you crank that rental car on, only to find that the previous driver has their music at full blast waiting to greet you when you crank up the car. How many people has that happened to? All right, raise your hand if the music that you were greeted to, you would classify as music. I got to tell you, that happens to me every time I rent a car, and every time I crank on the ignition, the music that greets me is not what I would call music. If you don't believe me, do this week. Borrow one of your friend's cars and flip through the preset stations on their stereo and try not to judge them. When you get to preset number 5, and if you haven't hit one of the stations that you most love here in Dallas, let's be honest, you begin to question your friendship just a little, don't you? I mean, how can I be friends with this person who listens to whatever this is? I wonder how many of you saw in the New Yorker this week, there was a poem about this very thing. The poem was entitled, My Music. And it starts like this. I won't bore you with the whole poem. My music belongs to me, and it's awesome. My music is way better than your music. My music is so much better than your music, I pity you almost. Almost I would pity you if I were not disgusted by your jump change music. Oh, the truth is we all have strong opinions on the kind of music that we like. For instance, some of us are classical folks. Others prefer the opera. Some are rap and hip-hop. Some just like pop or EDM. Some of us like country. Nashville country, classic country, Texas country. Oh, we all have our opinions on what is real music, what is our music. Our music is the music that reaches deep within us, the music that is within our fibers of our beings and sets something on fire when we hear it. It's the music that moves us to great singing in the shower, and even the music that sometimes draws a tear. Our music transports us back in time. It reminds us of our first love, of a particular season in our life or a relationship. Oh, our music has a way of speaking to us beyond words. Music that can even point us in a different direction towards a greater truth, a greater hope, a greater life. It can point us down a completely different path. So it's easy to understand why we are partial to our own soundtracks. Though I got to tell you, no matter our music, I think there is a common chorus that runs through each and every person. A common chorus that is found deep within our souls. A chorus that the angels sing throughout the Gospels as they invite each character to the manger. I think the angels awaken a chorus that is deep within Mary and Joseph. A chorus that's deep within the shepherds and the magi. Have you ever thought about it? The angels have the same message. They say the exact same thing to every character in the Christmas account. No matter the character, no matter their social hierarchy, no matter their past, no matter where the angel seems to have found them, the angels have the same message. Fear not. Do not be afraid. Do not fear. For I am bringing you good news of great joy Oh, I think that's what the angels tap into each one of our characters. They tap into that mighty chorus for all people, a refrain that speaks deeply and inspires us, that chorus that is deep within us, but we are sometimes afraid to allow it to shape our life. And every person who hears the angels, every character who lets that mighty chorus shape their life, ends up on a path that they would have never taken on their own. Angels. That's what angels do. They're messengers. They're messengers of good news, of comfort, of love and peace. Angels are messengers to a new way of life. They're like music in that they point us toward and draw us into something bigger than ourselves. Oh, friends, I think deep within us, we all long to hear that chorus. We all long to be reminded of that mighty chorus that claims us and reveals to us that it is true, not once long ago, but it's true for us here and now, no matter the season of our life. Friends, I wonder what music is making up the soundtrack of your life today. Because the good news is this. No matter the soundtrack, we all share the same chorus. So fear not, be not afraid, do not fear, for I'm bringing you good news of great joy. That's an invitation to live a different way of life. It's an invitation to take a different path. It's an invitation to faith. And my dear friends, even though we may stray from that chorus from time to time, the good news is always waiting to be heard and to be sung again. So on this Christmas Music Sunday, may we each hear this heavenly chorus anew, so that we too can sing the refrain. May we dare to have the faith to follow where that chorus will lead us. Just like Mary and Joseph. Just like those shepherds and the Magi long, long ago. Let us pray. Holy God, we believe. Help our unbelief, for we pray in Christ's holy name. Amen.
Having heard the good news of the gospel proclaimed both in word and in song, let us rise together in body and spirit and proclaim what it is we believe using the words from the Affirmation of Faith printed in your bulletin. Church, what do you believe? We believe that God has entrusted the church with the message of reconciliation in and through Jesus Christ. We believe that the church is called to be the salt of the earth and the light of the world. We believe that the church is called blessed because it is a peacemaker. We believe that the church is witness both by word and by deed to the new heaven and the new earth in which righteousness dwells.
Friends, it is one of our great privileges as a community of faith to pray with and alongside one another. So I'd like to remind and invite you to sign the care letters, which are outside these doors under the window. Those get mailed out every Monday, and your signature is a sign of your prayer for those in need. I also would like to lift up some joys and concerns in our community. In sympathy today, we lift up Dana Moore, who recently lost her her husband and her mother and is a previous staff member here. In joy, we lift up the birth of several baby boys in this community. The children's department's about to get some energy. We celebrate with Amy and Robbie Kennedy, who just had a son, Hunter Scott Kennedy. We celebrate with Juliana and Uzo Nubara, who had twin boys, Austin and Justin. We celebrate with Brent and Lindsay Cheney, who had a son, Carter Bowie. And we celebrate with Beau and Lindsay Armstrong, who just had Coleman Rep Armstrong all this month. So with deep gratitude for hospitals, nurses, and healthy babies, we give thanks. Friends, let us turn to God in prayer. Holy God, we come to you today because we know that love is real. We have felt it in our bones the way that cold air finds our lungs and music finds our memories, certainly and entirely. But we also come to you today, but we know that winter is long. For we have worn grief like a blanket and loneliness like a shadow, far too often and far too long. And it's somewhere in between those certain realities, love and loss, that we find ourselves wishing on shooting stars and wondering if they were the same ones that Jesus slept under. And it's somewhere between those certain realities that we find ourselves humming, O come, Emmanuel, followed shortly by all is calm, all is bright. For that's the melodic rotation we live in. Joy and doubt, light and night, love and grief. I guess that's why we are an Advent people. We will never stop needing Christmas. We will always need the promise of a better day. We will always need candles lighting up the night and startling good news. We will always need joy so deep that our bodies cannot help but to let out laughter. And most of all, we will always need you. So as we wait for your promised day, give us the wisdom to wrap our arms around those who are hurting, the compassion to link elbows with those who are weak, and the strength to stand tall for those who feel small. And in the meantime, we pray, draw near to us. Overwhelm us with joy and light. Inspire us with faith and purpose and send us out with conviction. For we know that love is real. We have felt it in our bones. So with confidence that nothing could ever separate us from that love, we lift our voices together in prayer, saying, Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our debts, as we forgive our debtors. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever. Amen.
There is something deeply joyful about giving another person a gift. We are reminded of that this holiday season. Sure, it's always a little stressful to go out and shop during the Christmas season, but when you find that perfect gift, there is nothing better than seeing someone that you love open it and enjoy it. Through our offering and our annual contributions, we have that same opportunity to know the gift and the joy of giving to another. Already, 650 of you have made annual commitments to the ministry of Jesus Christ here at this congregation, and your pastoral staff is deeply inspired. Another way that we give is through our time and our talents. We are beginning the process of nominating new church leaders, and so you have an insert in your bulletin this morning. If you know of folks or if you yourself feel called to serve the church with gifts of leadership, we invite you to fill out that nomination form and to turn it in to the church office. Friends, let us give of our gifts, our money, our time, ourselves, all to the glory of God, our tithes and our offerings.
Thank you.
Let us pray. Holy Spirit, who hems us in before and behind, our gratitude overflows. We laugh and sing because our bodies simply cannot contain our joy. So as a small token of our gratitude, we offer you our gifts. We hope that they bring you joy. Gratefully we pray. Amen.
My friends, as we leave this hour of worship to go be the church in the world, may God give us the grace never to sell ourselves short. Grace to risk something big for something good. Grace to recognize that the world is now too dangerous for anything but truth and far too small for anything but love. So may God take our minds and think through them. And may God take our lips and speak through them. And may God take our hearts, each and every one of them, and set them on fire. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all and guide us in all our many ways. Amen.